Welcome to Always Be Closing Thursday Thunder Talk Show. This podcast is designed for financial advisors and agency leaders to level up their skills through proper mindsetting so they can help more Filipino families. With over 20 years of experience, Coach Ron C., Coach Jeff Luspo, and Professor Cy De La Torre specializes in closing techniques, tax strategies, and tax compliance. If you want to become a master closer, then this show is for you.
Okay, ganyan na tayo. Ready na po ba kayo matuto? Okay, so ang topic po natin tonight is really a very interesting topic to learn, Coach. No? This is really more on handling objections, di ba? Okay, and Coach, gano'n ba kahalaga yung pag marunong tayo mag-handle ng objections?
Oo, sinasabi nga ng mentor natin, Coach Ron, di ba? Pag nagkaroon ng objection, that's where the salesmanship begins.
Yeah, when the client says no, the salesmanship begins.
That's
yeah.
Right, remember that's right. Oo, kasi it's part of negotiating. It's part of, it's part of closing deals, yung handling objections.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi kaya naman nagkakaroon ng objections yung mga clients natin. Because yung confidence level nila to say yes, kulang pa. Kailangan nila ng a little nudge. May doubt pa. Kailangan nila ng a little encouragement para mag-yes yan. Parang ano yan, Professor Cy, tsaka Coach Ron. Imaginin mo, nasa may bangin. Nasa magkabilang area kayo. Sinasabi mo sa kliyente, talon, sasaluhin
ka. Yun.
Tama.
Diba? Pag confident yung kliyente mo na sasaluhin mo siya, tatalon yan.
Tatalon talaga, no?
Yes.
Oh. Tapos pero ganito pag reaction mo.
Ali reaction.
Tumalun, tama.
Pero pag may konting doubt yung kliyente, hindi yan tatalun.
Ganito diba? Reaction niya.
Ano reaction? That's right. So you want to transfer your confidence level to the other person. Transfer of certainty dapat yung nangyayari. And part ng closing process natin yung magaling ka mag-handle ng objections, right? Two things nga ang pwede mong gawin when you handle objections. Number one, ikaw na ang nagre-raise ng objections. Mm-hmm. Bago pa lang maisip ng kliyente, ikaw nang nag-o-object.
Yeah.
Di ba? And number two, just in case meron pang kulang sa presentation mo, sa dulo nag-o-object. No? Yan ang mangyayari.
Yeah. Okay. And tonight, Coach, no? And ito, I'm sure daw, Prof. Cy, no? What happens is, kasi pag nag-o-object ang kliyente, akala nila it's a bad thing. Di ba? Pero in reality, it's a good thing. Di ba? Remember,
good thing, yeah.
People object because number one, they're probably interested to learn more. Tama ba? Okay. Kailangan lang, again, sabi mo nga, kailangan ng encouragement and more information. Or, pwede, di ba, it tells you kung nasan ka na. Ibig sabihin kung ano ba yung kailangan mong trabahuhin sa kanila. Di ba? Pag sinabi na, naku, life insurance, scam yan, di ba? Ibig sabihin, wala ka pa nga sa pricing. Ang concern is not about the price, but it's really more on the trust on the
trust diba, issue.
Pwedeng sa'yo right. Or sa company mo or sa industry. Hindi natin alam. Right. Pero today, Coach, ang didiscuss natin is very specific. Kasi I got a message, no? And we usually get a lot of messages when it comes to coaching, di ba? Papa-coach sila. Ang tinanong sa akin nung isang ating ABC graduate, sabi niya, Coach, paano to sasagutin? Sabi kasi nung kliyente, so basta, okay lang sa'yo. Pag ikaw ang mag-present, pero kukuha ako sa ibang financial advisor. What? Di ba? Parang, paano ka talaga eh, di ba?
Ako nagsayang, iba kumain.
Oo. So para,
right.
Medyo weird, di ba? Medyo weird yung, it's condition ng kliyente. It's not actually objection, but more of a condition.
Yeah, that's right.
Pero, then sabi ko, I shared to her first, no, kasi very important kung bakit yun ang inobject ni client. What led to that objection? Tama ba? Bakit yun ang objection ng kliyente? Tama ba? So very important intindihin muna natin. So number one, pwedeng nag-biogesic technique si financial advisor.
Biogesic technique. So for those who are listening, ano nga ba yung biogesic technique niya, Coach Jeff?
Sige nga, please expound on that, Coach Jeff.
Well, yung biogesic technique, di ba para sa sakit ng ulo yan? The problem is, most financial advisors, pag nag-appointment setting, by Jessica agad yung ino-offer. Uy, Beshi, baka interested ka about sa insurance or investment, something na makakatulong sa future mo. Mag-financial planning tayo. Let me share how my company can help you. Kasi financial advisor ako ng, for example, ABC Life. Okay? Now, pagdating dyan, na by Jessic Technique, ang problema, hindi naman alam ng kliyente na masakit ang ulo niya. Tama. So therefore, pag hindi niya alam na masakit ang ulo niya, iinom ba siya ng by Jessic? Kukunin ba niya yung by Jessic mo?
Hindi.
Natural, hindi.
Yeah. Right?
Kaya nare-reject tayo. And usually, Coach Ron, tsaka Professor Sai, defense mechanism ng mga kliyente pag sinabihan kang may advisor na ako eh.
Oh. I mean, the... Yung ano, defense okay, mechanism. Yeah, okay lang naman kung meron eh. Pero ang tanong, meron ba talaga?
Meron ba talaga? Diba?
Diba? Kasi pag binisisi mo, so very important. So yun ang una kong tinanong, di ba? Parang, ano bang ginawa mong pag-invite dito? Kasi it seems like, yun palang medyo sublime na. So number one, di ba? Again, you have to understand, most objections, binibigyan tayo ng objections ng kliyente, most of them, majority of them, dun pa lang sa sa pag-set ng appointment. Tama ba no, coach?
Yep.
Di ba? So, again, you don't wanna deal with objections like that in setting up appointment kasi baka will seem like na very pushy yung dating, di ba? Na parang nanghihingi tayo ng appointment. In reality, dapat tayo ang nagbibigay ng appointment. Di ba? So, strategy ni ABC will always be, you know, you want to add value first to a client, diba? To a prospect. Magturo ka muna. Add value first. You know, asking for the business will always follow.
Will simply follow.
Tama po. So, very important yun. Pero, ito pa isang importante, coach. Ibig sabihin, it's either, kung totoo man, no, coach? Kung totoo man na yung totoo na sinabi ng client na meron siyang financial advisor at hindi alibi yun. Parang, binigyan ka na situation na paano mo naman sasagutin nyo? Sige, present ka kung gusto mag-present pero doon pa rin ang kukuha. Tama ba? I mean, how do you react to that? Ako, na lumaki tayo, coach, ng ano eh. Do ako, hindi na ako masyado lumaki. Na, pero, ikaw medyo lumaki ka pero palapad.
Pero, palapad ako eh.
Diba? Si Prof. Sai, ewan ko kung lalaki pa to. Hindi na.
Wala, maintained diba? Yung diet ni Prof. Sai. Maintained.
Mahalan damit eh. Para di lang
nasanay kasi kami, Prof. Sai, sinanay kami ng puro hard, stupid objections yung binibigay sa amin. Para masanay na, para hindi kami narurattle. And I think that's really one of those objections na I can say na there's no merit to that objection. Mm-hmm. Parang, right. Ine-apps ka lang nung kliyente. Alam mo yung gets, di ba?
Hindi talaga siya objection.
Yeah.
Oo.
It's really a defense mechanism nila para hindi mo na sila i-bother. Ay, mayroon na pala, di ba?
Tama. Pero ganito, we're gonna teach you a way. There is a way, coach, no? Para hindi tayo kino-compare sa ibang financial advisor. And we teach a technique called pre-framing. Of course, we won't be able to teach it right now. Pero pre-framing works like... kasi, coach, pag normally ang pre-framing, it's how do you manage the client's expectation. Tama? And madalas, ang sasabihin ng financial advisor, sir, ma'am, don't worry. This presentation will be saglit lang naman to. Tingnan niyo po kung magugustuhan niyo yung product namin. And anyway, Mr. Client, don't worry, this is a no commitment meeting. Non-committal, 'di ba?
So merong pero kagad disclaimer.
Oo, yep. So ano nangyari, coach? Pagdating sa dulo, wala talagang commitment yung kliyente.
Oo.
Diba? Kasi may mindset mo sila na it's okay, there's no commitment, diba? Makinig ka lang. Pero there is a better way, you know. We teach that in our class, diba? On how to manage the client's expectation na mindset natin yung kliyente na, hey, you will make a decision after the presentation. Pero mahalaga dun, coach, is yung pagsagot dun, diba? Kasi ganito eh, diba? Pinost ko yan dun sa ABC Telegram group natin. Tinignan ko lang kung ano yung mga pwedeng sagot ng mga co-ABC graduates nila, no? And I'll share some of their what do you call this?
Coach Ron. Let's see yung mga sagot ng mga kaibigan natin ABC.
Okay. So, sabing gano'n, merong isa, ang pwedeng isagot is, okay, Mr. Client, wala naman pong problema. Ipapakita nyo lang po sa, ipapakita nyo po ito sa agent nyo. I know you're an agent is expert. What does EY That's why siya ang agent mo now. However, let's say something new to you and we identify the financial issue na missed ng current agent mo. I don't know if I could, but if I could help you, would you be happy na matulungan kita? Pwede. Oh, diba, no?
Ganda, ha?
Very nice, nice. Very nice.
Pwede.
Ganda, oh, pwede. Maganda yung kanyang pagkakapanggit yeah. Oh, ano, ha?
Galing.
Okay, and ano pa? Meron din dito, sabi niya is, baka tinetest ka. I appreciate your giving me time to present to your to you, Mr. Client. May I ask, do you have in mind after na mag-present siya sa inyo, sa agent po kayo, sa agent pa rin ba kayo kukuha? Okay, so these are just a no-no. I don't mind, Mr. Client, but if I'm able to add value to you, would you trust me as your FA also?
Wow.
Pwede din, di ba?
Pwede.
Okay, so I really love the ano, interaction in this, non.
Kumbaga sinasabi niya, no? Kumbaga sinasabi niya na, I'm not trying to replace your yeah, financial
tama.
Advisor.
Diba? I love that. Kasi number one rule, no, coach, no? Never antagonize, never argue with your client.
With your client, that's
yes.
Right.
Yes!
Tama ba?
Yeah. Saka okay. wag mong sasabihin na, hey, financial, bakit ka dun
naku, ano yun? Naku,
kilala ko yan eh. Kilala ko yung advisor mo na yun.
Oo, tama.
Wag.
Never rubbish the opposition.
That's right.
Instead,
right.
Diba? So instead, syempre ganito eh. Ako, naniniwala ako na para marespeto tayo, respetuhin tayo ng mga kliyente po natin, the first thing we have to do is respect each other.
Right.
Tama ba? Kasi correct. Kung tayo pa lang, 'di ba? Tayo pa lang hindi natin kaya respetuhin yung isa't isa na tayo ay isang ano, isa-isang bangka. Tama ba? Pare-pareho lang tayo ng mission, pero iba-iba tayo ng color. 'Di ba? Mm-hmm. Hindi natin mababago 'yon, 'di ba? Sabihin yung respetuhan, pero 'di ba, mayroong ganon.
Okay. Correct, cultural. Ano 'yan? Okay. Cultural ang tawag natin doon is ethical practice.
Ethical
kung ayaw
practice.
Mong gawin sa'yo, huwag mo rin gagawin sa kapwa mo. Ako, ganun lang ang simple ano ko sa negosyo at sa practice eh. Kahit naman yung nagtatanong ng mga accountant, bakit nyo pong gustong palitan yung accountant nyo? Ano po yung problem? Yan. So guys, ang tawag natin doon, ethical practice. Kung ayaw mong gawin sa'yo, huwag mo din gagawin sa kapwa mo. Ganun lang po kasi.
Tama. I agree. So, ito. So, very important, no, financial advisors, when we deal with this kind of client na sabi nga is, pwede ba, sige, magpresent ka, pero kuha na ako sa, okay lang ba sa'yo yun? In reality, you have, number one, you have to detect, is it real a real objection or, wala, you know, it's just a condition na binibigay sa'yo ng kliyente just to throw you off. It is obviously, hindi siya okay na objection. So, ito yung sagot, no, coach? Share ko lang.
Okay pa.
Go ahead.
Ito rin, pwede nyo sabihin dun sa mga kliyente po ninyo na nasa ganitong sitwasyon ang ganito yung sinabi sa inyo. So, ito yung pwede nyo sabihin. Mr. Client, di ba? Mr. Client, the purpose of the meeting is for me to showcase my skills as a financial coach. And if you like what you see and you learn something valuable, then I can be one of your trusted financial advisors. If you don't learn anything new, then it is fine to say no to me and to my future services. There's no problem with it. No worries, Mr. Client. Actually, sir, the question should be, sir, what if nagustuhan niyo po ako sa FA niyo? Hindi po ba mas okay na kuha kayo sa kanya or kuha kayo sa akin? Or pwede mong i-rephrase, di ba? Sir, ang problema dyan is, what if ako yung nagustuhan mo? Di ba? Hindi pa rin ba kayo kukuha sa akin? Tama ba? So very important. Di ba? So, again, you have to be confident with your skills. Di ba? Di ba? As a financial coach. Very, very important. Kasi coach, kung mangyayari dyan is, pareho lang kayo magpe-present ng pagalingan kayo mag-present ng products, wala. There's no value in that.
Compare talaga. Diba? Oo.
Yung products yung bida. Hindi.
Product yung bida. Oo.
Tama. So what do you do, coach? Paano ba natin, ano ba yung kailangan gawin para mag-stand out tayo? And so ito, coach, no, very, very important. Minsan hindi tayo siniseryoso kasi ng mga kliyente natin. And we have to ask why. Baka naman the way we carry ourselves, masyado tayong... Again, we have to be more mature than our age. Kung wari, 21 ka, di ba? I don't think it's about the age. Eh. It's really about yung maturity natin sa trabaho natin. Tama ba?
Right. No?
Very important. And so kayo, coach, how do you make sure that ano, our client stays serious with us or di ba, at least respects us? when it comes to that? How do we stand out?
Well, mapapansin nyo guys, there are thousands of financial advisors sa company nyo. Maganda na yung credibility ng company mo eh. Right? Maganda na. Your company is credible. Marami na mga things na ginagawa yung company to become credible and stable. And there are thousands of financial advisors dyan sa company mo. In order for you to stand out, you have to position your skills muna. Okay? When you position your skills, when you position your expertise, makikilala ka dapat muna ng mga clients mo, ng mga prospects mo, dun sa skills mo. Nagkataon lang na part ka ng company that you are representing right now. If you do that, that's the time that you stand out. Kasi pag kailangan nila ng financial services, kailangan nila ng consultation, something about money management, you are the first person na maiisip nila, ay, expert yan when it comes to money. Expert yan when it comes to money management. Magpa-consult nga ako sa kanya. Nagkataon lang na yung pinakita mong mga solutions, eh yung product mo kasi meron ka nun dun sa kumpanya mo. Pero, nag-add ka muna ng value sa kanya. In-assess mo muna yung mga problema niya. At siya naghanap ng problems. Nung nilabas mo yung buy Jessic mo, kinuha niya because of you.
Right.
Yan yung Coach Ron, yung lagi sinasabi natin, isa sa mga idol natin, Coach, si Coach Ariel. So, Coach Ariel Manyanak, good evening if you are watching. Lagi niya sinasabi to eh. Guys, stop selling, start sharing. Whenever you look at that sentence or phrase ni Coach Ariel, totoo naman po eh, na once people see na they are getting value from their conversation sa inyo, everything simply follows eh. Kahit ako po, Coach Ron, Coach Chef, sa profession ko bilang tax consultant and at the same time an advisor, sometimes they get surprised na, why am I doing this for free? And I always would tell them, because ang advocacy ko po is to help a lot of Filipinos or entrepreneurs na maintindihan nila. Because ayoko pong mangyari yung nangyari sa akin. It took me 40 years or 40 years old na ako before ko na-appreciate ang insurance. Simply because Coach Ron, Coach Chef, walang makapagpaliwanag ng maayos sa akin. Because puro produkto. Sasabihin nila, ah, Prof, interested ka ba sa insurance? Ito, itong product na to. Ito.
Yeah.
Sabi ko, but how can that actually help me? Hindi nila masagot ng maayos yon. Until one day, napagod na lang ako, inaral ko na siya. Sabi ko, aralin ko nga to para kung pwede ko rin maituro. So, yun po yung lagi sinasabi natin with ABC, stop selling, start sharing.
Fantastic. Wow, fantastic. And Coach, may share lang ako, no? Kasi kagabi I was with my Miata family. No? Mga happy poppies. Okay, hello happy poppies. Shout out sa fantastic people there. And nakausap ko isang si Alan and his wife is Kay, and sabi niya nung time na nung nalaman niya na I'm a financial coach, and sabi niya, you know what coach, nag-enroll yung wife ko sa RFP, nag-RFP, no?
Ano yung baka mag-estudyante ko pa yan
medyo matagal na prof eh, pero okay. So nag-aral siya doon. Not because she wanted to be a financial advisor, but she wanted to learn how to manage their finances sa bahay.
Ayun. Tama ba? Lumabas na. Tama.
And bigla ko na I was surprised, Coach, kasi bakit ganun, no? Imbis na sana naghanap siya ng financial, wala pa tayo dun sa point, Coach. And that's the reason why we're doing this, no? We're doing ABC. Kasi gusto natin dumating sa point na pag sinabing, hey, I want to fix my finances, let me go ahead and look for a financial advisor.
Right.
Kasi nga, ang perception pa ngayon is pag financial advisor, agent lang.
Correct.
Tama ba?
Instead more of the product kasi.
Oo, kasi product selling. Diba? So, merong ganung mga kliyente, diba? So, just imagine if tama yung, sabihin natin, marketing natin sa sarili natin or yung branding natin sa sarili natin, natutulong muna tayo before any business. Diba? Lalapit sa atin kasi merong mga ganong kliyente.
Correct.
Tama ba? So, very important. Yun yung realization ko.
You establish kasi what we call trust. Eh. And remember tayo po as entrepreneurs, as professionals, I will never deal with people that I do not trust. And how do you establish that trust? Nung nakita niya na people do not care what you know until they know that you care. Ibig sabihin, pag nakita nila na may malasakit ka sa kanila, because ginagawa mo yun, not because you're expecting something, that they would realize na, ah, I want to deal with these people. I want to deal with this guy. He can be my financial advisor. Kasi nakita niya yung malasakit eh. Nakita niya yung concern. And sometimes yun yung kulang, Coach Ron, Coach Jeff, sa mga kaibigan nating mga advisor. Because they are so excited presenting their product, they forget to realize na, hey, hindi kasi yan ang kailangan ko eh. Pero gusto ko yung produkto mo. Hindi mo palang na-address ko yung kung ano yung kailangan ko.
Right. At saka, mapapansin mo rin guys, hindi mo rin masisisi yung mga, ano, yung mga kliyente na ganun yung perception nila because the way most financial advisors would post on social media. Makikita mo the way that we post yung mga awards natin. Diba? Yung mga case counts. Yung number, let's say, 10 lives saved or 20 lives saved for the, you know, or secured or something like that. So, perception nila, ang dami niyang naku-close na deal, dami niyang nabibentahan. Right? So, ang perception ngayon nila, pag kinausap ko to, naku, baka ako na ang next na, ano, na live secured nito or live saved. So, what do you do? Ang advice namin sa inyo guys, kasi hindi naman maintindihan ng mga clients natin na kaya marami kang mga naku-close na deal kasi marami kang natutulungan. Ang perception ng mga prospects mo, grabe, ang dami nitong benta. So what you do, instead of posting those things, ang advice namin is you post your coaching sessions. Ano ang natutunan ng client mo dun sa coaching session mo? Para ma-perceive ka that you're an expert when it comes to money management. Parang doktor, Coach Ron, tsaka Professor
Parang
Sai.
Advocacy muna.
Yeah, advocacy. Correct. Yeah, that's diba? Word. That's a great word. Advocacy muna. Tama ka, Coach.
Meron bang doktor na 10 lives cured for the month of July. Di ba? Wala naman doktor.
Wala.
I have cured another person because ganun. Wala. Ang doktor, every time na nagpo-post siya sa social media, pinapakita niya yung mga situations, in-educate niya yung mga patients niya, yung mga friends niya, yung mga Filipinos about this certain condition. That's what you need to do. Para ka
so ex, para expert yung perception. Yeah.
Expert yung perception. Para nilalapitan tayo ng tao pag meron silang problema sa finances, pag gusto nilang makaalis sa debts, di ba? They want to get out of debt. Gusto nilang magpaturo about investments or stocks or bonds. Gusto nilang magpaturo how to build an emergency fund. Ikaw na ang pinupuntahan. Kasi nakikita nila sa timeline mo that you're adding value, you're teaching, you're sharing, you're showing your expertise instead of those awards. Yung mga awards kasi hindi masyado maiintindihan ng mga kliyente natin. Right? They won't understand MDRT, yung mga case counts, di ba, yung apat dapat, they don't understand that. So, ang recommendation ko sa inyo guys, if you wanna attract more clients at ma-perceive ka na someone who's an expert when it comes to money management, kahit na hindi ka magpakita ng picture na nagko-coaching ka, ikwento mo lang kung ano ang natutunan ng client mo dun sa coaching experience niyo.
Kung paano mo na-solve yung situation ng kliyente. Right.
Paano natin siya natulungan? Yun ang maganda doon, ano, Coach, ano?
Yeah. Kasi Coach, just to add to that, remember, ang kliyente, hindi sila yung kalaban. Ang kalaban natin yung sitwasyon niya.
That's right.
Diba? We are problem solvers here.
Right.
So, whether may objection yung kliyente or concern niya, hindi siya yung kaaway natin, ang kaaway, or ayaw ng asawa niya, hindi natin kaaway yung asawa niya. Yung sitwasyon, yung kailangan natin i-fix, no? And again, that's yung sinasabi ni Coach Jeff na yung pagpo-post sa social media, that's a very proactive way of doing it properly. Yung sabihin, hindi ka reactive. You're doing it proactively na nagtatanim ka being top of mind for people.
That's right.
Galing.
And merong gumagawa na rin ng mga ganyan, yung mga naikinig dun sa mga advice natin. Uh-huh. Merong mga, nung pinakinggan niya yung advice natin, and then makikita mo yung timeline niya, ang ganda. Puro about coaching sessions, puro about money management, puro about helping, puro about advocacy. Mm-hmm. And hindi alam ng audience niya na consistent MDRT siya. Wow. Kasi hindi naman maintindihan ng ano eh, ng audience na what's MDRT? Ang nakakaintindi lang niyan, kapwa financial advisors din. Yeah. Wow, ang galing niya, MDRT siya. Di ba? Pero hindi naman alam ng audience niya. So dun sa timeline niya, wala kang makikitang awards. Wala kang makikitang MDRT. Ang makikita mo lang is puro mga coaching sessions, money management tips, money tip series, inspiration, motivation, inspiring dun sa buhay niya. And ang ganda ng timeline niya. And you know, nagulat ako, this person is ABC graduate and at the same time, consistent MDRT. Oh my
God.
Galing, ha?
Galing, ano? Coach Ron, Coach Jeff, no? Because nagkaroon ng ano, eh, no? Guys, for those who are listening and watching right now, kasi nagkaroon ng structure yung ginagawa mo. Nagkaroon ng, ano, nagkaroon siya ng one-word structure. Nagkaroon ka ng guide on how to properly do it. It's no longer about product presentation. It's product presentation, part na lang siya. But you are now right. Looking on a bigger picture.
Oh, fantastic, fantastic. So very important, no, Coach? Again, we have to be better at our jobs by being better, by really building ourselves up. Diba, hindi siya nakukuha ng, ano eh, ng overnight.
Correct.
You know, we have to learn from our failures. If you don't want to learn from your failures, then you get a mentor. Tama ba? Or you immerse yourself from, ano, yung, you know, magaling magturo or talaga magbibuild ng foundation po ninyo. Kasi mahalaga yung sinasabi ni Prof. Sai, yung structure, right. Systems, diba? Mm-hmm. Para it could help you achieve your goals.
Yeah. And here's another tip, guys. Kasi hindi rin naman... kasi mayroong mga ibang financial advisors, there are certain teams na nire-require silang i-post yung mga awards, di ba? Nire-require sila i-post mo yung award mo na yan, i-post mo yung ano, and there's nothing wrong with that. What you do if you're required to post your awards, you choose the words na gagamitin mo para you're still adding value to your client, para ma-perceive pa rin nila na you're an expert. So pwede mo sabihin something like this. Pwede mo sabihin na, I was able to coach clients last month and I was able to help them in terms of organizing their cash flow. And because of that, my company has awarded me as one of the top financial advisors in my company. Thank you to all my clients who have trusted me. So pag ganun yung effect, maiintindihan ngayon ng audience mo, bakit ka merong award?
Correct.
Maintindihan nila, ah, grabe, ang dami.
Yeah.
Oo, ang dami pala natulungan itong financial advisor na to. I like this person. Iba ngayon yung effect. Yeah. Rather than just plainly saying, thank you to all my clients. I am the awardee of this one. You know, you have to choose your words. Kailangan ang mindset mo, maiintindihan ba to ng client ko?
Yeah.
Diba? I need to have the audience in mind. Maiintindihan ba niya to if I post this? Kasi pag naintindihan niya, then you would be able to showcase your skills.
Diba? Maganda dyan, yeah. Mm-hmm. Maganda dyan, Coach, no? If ever na you get a chance to be their financial advisor at na-close mo yan, pag humingi ka ng referral, hindi ka ikakahiya.
Yan, totoo. Kasi natunuan mo alam, eh.
Yeah, kasi meron bang cases right. Na tipong, oh, sige, refer kita, pero huwag mo sabihin ako yung nagsak mo na gano'n, ha, refer ko. Diba, alam mo yan? Kasi alam nila
na marami yan. Huwag mo sabihin na ako nag-refer.
Oo, kasi parang na-hostage kasi, no?
Oo. Pero, di ba, sarap na sabi ganun dati nung kliyente ko, uy, ano, basta, ano, re-refer kita dun sa ano. Uy, tinawagan niya na. Sabi niya, Coach Ron, sinabi ko dun sa best friend ko. Sabi ko sa kanya, uy, sige, tatawag si Coach Ron. Aanuhin niya yung ano, kung anong ginawa niya sa'yo, gaganunin ka din niya, ha? Basta. So, di mo sabi na pagtuturo, sabi niya, gaganunin. Diba? So, masarap yun, diba? Yung tipong, if you're able to add value to one client, yun magiging proud sila sa'yo. And, you know, you'll get unlimited referrals. Very, very. In short, Coach, kailangan natin, we have to build up ourselves para maging referable tayo. Very, very important.
Yun.
Alright, so, ang ganda ng mga ano, no? Yun nga lang, guys, we're running out of time again. Marami pa kaming gustong i-share sa inyo. Sobrang dami pa. But if you guys would like to learn more on how to handle objections, ano sasabihin pag not today. Ano sasabihin pag sinabing I need to think about it? Pag-isipan ko muna. Paalam ko muna kay Mrs. Baka magalit sa akin si Mister. Baka mawalan ako ng trabaho dahil pandemic pa. Huwag muna. Mm-hmm. Diba? Nagba-budget pa ako. The price is too high. Ano rin sasabihin pag sinabing I don't believe in insurance? Ano rin ang sasabihin pag sinabing God will provide.
Classic, yeah. Coach Ron, Coach Jeff, no? Oo nga.
That's right. So if you would like to learn how to handle objections like a pro, then we'd like to invite you guys for a free masterclass. Libre po ito. Because we want to add value to the industry. Invite as many teammates as you can. How do you guys register? Punta lang po kayo sa Facebook page namin. And nakapin na po at the very top of our posts, nandun na po ang calendar natin. Hanapin nyo po yung handling objections part. Nandun na po yung registration link. All you need to do is just click the link. Register for free. Limited lang po yung seat, so mag-register po kayo in advance para nakapila ka na. So that you can enter. Alright?
Fantastic. Okay. And coach, ito pa yung maganda. If ever they want a topic, di ba? Meron silang topic na gustong for us to tackle, tama ba? You can send us a message and we'll try to come up with something to address that that topic. Baka, you know, it's really something that we can do. Yan.
And that is it for today's episode. If you think we were able to add value to you guys, then spread the word to your friends and to your teammates. You can also follow Always Be Closing Academy on all social media platforms. Feel free to message us for any questions or if you feel that you would like to enroll in any of our value-adding programs. We'll see you guys again next week. Tune in next time only here at the Always Be Closing Thursday Thunder Talk Show. My name is Coach Jeff Luspo.
And this is Coach Ron C. Of course, along with Professor Sai.
And remember, always be closing!